you do not want to spend your winter or even your fall cold as ice like shivering Carrie and have to wear a flannel shirt in a steamy studio. You don't want that. You want to be comfortable. Or if you're hot wherever you are because your partner is always cold, you know, you want to be able to control things. No better way to do that than with a mini split heat pump. What a transition. Sam Black is here with us in studio from Black's Heat Pump. Sam, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Always good to have you. And this time, you know, we wanted you here so much that we plied you with beer.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how we roll on downtown.
That's right.
Yeah. Is it a busy time of year for you guys?
Very busy time of year.
I bet it is indeed. Probably the phone doesn't stop ringing. Well,
it does not.
Let's start with the basics here. Yeah. For anybody who's not sure, why should they consider a mini split heat pump? What are the best reasons?
Best reasons is to save money on your heating budget. Oil is going to be really pricey this year and with the flip-flop weather. Warm one time, cold another. And that way you can use the heat pump to take the chill off and save money. That's the biggest thing.
Absolutely.
Everything is unpredictable.
Now, people ask about the cost of electricity, but I know from my own experience, it doesn't add a whole lot to your electrical bill, and it saves you a whole lot on that heating oil.
It really does.
But generally speaking, what is there a sort of an average, a percentage that people's electricity costs might go up?
Usually in the wintertime, $60. It's a lot better. Air conditioning is only about $20 in the summer, but usually 60.
And that's like 3 gallons of oil, right?
Oh, geez. Two.
And I know you put in a brand new one on the second floor of our place this summer. And I was telling you, man, it's been great. It sits at the top of the stairs in our house. And in the summer, it not only cooled our upstairs, but it even made its way down the stairs and cooled most of our pretty good sized living room. So that was a great little bonus.
Yeah. As long as the dog stays cool, everybody's happy.
Exactly. And, you know, they make so little noise, you barely know they're on. That works very well. And then we've had it on a couple of times with heat. And of course, it does a wonderful job with that. And that's, for me personally, that's the best part of having the heat pump is it's not just the heat. It's the cooling of the summertime. And like you said, it's this time of year. Some days you're going to want that heat. Other days you're going to want the cooling.
Yeah.
And you're the one who also put me on to what might be my favorite feature in the summertime, the dry mode.
The dry mode, yes.
Now, what does that do exactly?
It takes the humidity out of the air. And a lot of times with the humidity, it can be 70 degrees, but with high humidity, there's a 20 degree difference almost. And once that humidity is gone, you're a lot more comfortable.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot more comfortable.
All right. So for anybody who's not sure or they're looking at the high cost of heating oil for the winter season or other challenges like fearing you might run out of pellets if you have a pellet stove or what might go on with other sources of heat, heat pumps are incredibly reliable. If you get one, what's the best way to use it? Because I know a lot of people will turn it on and off, but you've told me that that's not the best way to make it really efficient. How should you use it?
The best way to use it is leave it running all the time. Leave the fan on medium to high all the time. And if you get cold, turn the temperature up a little bit more. Or if you get too warm, turn the temperature down a little bit. But don't go for major changes. Don't go 15 degrees, you know, up or down. Try to keep it at an average temperature, and it's almost like driving around downtown Bangor. You know, if you stop every 20 feet, your gas mileage is going to go down.
Right.
But if you're on the interstate, you can go 70, no stops, a lot more fuel efficient.
Yeah, that's clearly the way to go when it comes to that. And I know too that for a lot of people, there's concern about the initial expense, but again, when you look at the cost of filling your oil tank, I would say in many cases, the cost of a heat pump is going to be, including the installation, is going to be less than what you'll spend on heating oil in one season.
One season, yes.
And rebates are available, too.
Rebates are available through Efficiency Maine. And the one great thing about a heat pump, you don't have to get up in the middle of the night to feed it.
Right. And you don't have to check the oil and see if you got enough or wonder if you're going to run out on those cold days. And I know, too, you know, the old ones, Like the first one I got, this was back in an old house, I don't know, maybe 8-10 years ago. And I think at the time they said, well, they're great until it gets down to about 20 degrees. But you were telling me this summer that now they're a lot more efficient and productive, even in the colder days we get in the dead of winter.
Yes. They'll now go down to normal operating temperature to minus 15.
Wow.
And we have a lot of days that were below zero in the winter months. Mm.
And they'll still provide heat.
They'll still provide heat.
Oh, that's great. Now, what about the care and feeding, the maintenance of your heat pump? There's not a lot you have to do, but what can people do themselves to keep their heat pumps running more efficiently, and how often should they call you to come on in and do a service?
As I say, monthly maintenance that a homeowner can do is take your screens out, rinse them under the sink, dry them off, and keep an eye on anything that looks out of the ordinary. And as far as yearly service, I recommend once a year to have it taken apart and thoroughly cleaned. Heat pumps gather a lot of dirt and can gather a lot of dirt and dust. And a heat pump will be more efficient if it's cleaner.
And then with winter coming on too, you check outside just to make sure the snow and ice aren't piling up.
Yeah, and I always recommend a rain cover over the top, because a lot of times in the winter, ice and snow can freeze your fan. And then when the fan stops, your heat pump stops. Yeah.
Or they could reach out to you and get some of these beautiful custom covers that you make.
Right. Everybody will need a walk-in dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, glow in the dark walk-in dead.
Oh, we've got some great ones here. Absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful thing to do. Don't wait around too long. I don't know, what's the wait time right now for somebody?
Almost into December.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about it, don't think about it. Just get it done. And I will tell you, I mean, we've got two. We love them to pieces. How many have we got here in the station in total?
Let's see. Six.
Wow. Wow. Love it. And they do the job. So reach out to Sam at Black's Heat Pumps. They'll take great care of you. Going to get the job done right. They're quick. They're clean. They're efficient. They'll service them and do everything you need. Black's Heat Pumps online, blacksheatpumps.com. Call them at 631-0558, 631-0558. And before you go, we got to find a time for you to come in and service ours.
Definitely.
I was not dodging you this summer. We had things going on.
That was a great game of phone tag we were playing.
We had some COVID in the house. I didn't want to expose you to that, right. Sam. I'm just looking out for you, man.
That's right.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Great to see you. Well, I can't promise we'll always have a beverage when you come in, but we'll try for you.
That Oktoberfest thing sounds really good.
Oh, yeah. Come on. You don't have to come on. Just come in and help us put that away next week.